Everything that's been said has already been said in one form or another. Everything written has already been written in eternity past. Man thinks he comes up with something new. He's just getting a revelation. Technology is just a revelation of Christ. Technology means word craft. So everything in front of you is a craft of the word. Technology is craft, logos, word craft. There's no new concepts. There's no new ideas. It might be new to you. That's the secret. Realizing that you're just entering into the revelation of this new idea or concept or reality or whatever. It's already been. What's already been will be, and what will be has already been. Nothing new under the sun. You're just playing it out in your vapor of time span. Life is a vapor compared to eternity. Nothing new. The revelation or the revealing of truth is what this is all. Revelation in the inner man, you know. It's what all this is about. It's what it's all about. It's a sacrificial redemptive system through and through. Sacrifice, redeem. You go to work, you sacrifice your time to redeem a paycheck. Whether you study, you do the study to get that college degree, whatever it is you're sacrificing is to redeem something. The redemption revelation. Revealing. And so when you reveal something new, it's just another form of what's already existed. So people would take a clay tablet and write on a clay tablet. Then people started writing on papyrus paper. Then people started writing on a tablet. A computer and a tablet. Still the same concept. Typewriter. People type on a typewriter. It's all the same concept. People would travel on walking. Then they would ride a horse. Then they made a buggy. They made a wheel, and then they made a cart, or, you know, I'm not going through the history of it, but then a car. You're still traveling. The word travel means travail, means birth. So traveling, your travel down here is just a birthing on the inside, travail until Christ be formed in you. Travailing, traveling, birthing, transporting, porting to your next state, portal. when the truth was boiling over about what we're in, I would go to work and there'd be this foam out of nowhere. And I asked my boss, I said, "Do you see that foam?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Where'd that come from?" He couldn't really explain it. He said, "Well, maybe from the pool." No, it wasn't from the pool, because it happened in the front of the building. The pool's in the back of the building. I said, "No, I don't. It's foam. Where did the foam come from?" The foam means to boil over. Boiling over with truth. Boiling over with introspection. Boiling over with revelation. That's where the foam came from. What's going on in the inside had to reflect on the outside. Then we had a new island. We had a new island formed on the coast over here. Where did that come from? A new island. What's that about? Place of refuge. People found some truths and got a place of refuge. You're not disconnected with the earth. That's where you came from. And you're not disconnected from the universe. Everything is connected in Christ. If you can get a hold of that, your whole world's going to change.